the 12th gate. The 12th gate is the gate in the throat that has the greatest capacity to mutate others. And one of the things that makes the 12th gate magical is that the way in which that mutation takes place is often in the guise of art. It is in the 12th gate that we find poetry. It's in the 12th gate that we find drama. That's where we find music. And one of the things to recognize about the way in which belief systems were first presented to the tribe is that they were presented to the tribe in artistic forms. That our first spiritual rites were basically just dances and chants. And that it was a way in which the information could get across. Here lies the magic of the voice. You know, I'm a 12th gate being with both my Uranuses in the 12th gate. My voice carries that quality. There is poetry in the way I describe a story. There is a rhythm and a music and a cadence in my language. All of that is naturally inherent within my design. And it's so important to understand that ideas or facts or any of these things are never enough for humanity. You must touch them and you must mutate them. And that 12th gate is all about it. So if you look at the 11-4, which is the, you know, the guru and the teacher and the if you look at that end, and then you go to the 12-4, you get to the prophet. Exactly opposite. You know, the voice that is there to truly get you deeply to believe as a mutation within yourself. And to take that in. But it's more than that. It is the beginning of something very special, something that all of us like. It's the beginning of love. You see, it's hard to mutate anybody without love. It always has to be there. It can never be separate. And it's not the artificial love that says that I love you or whatever that is. It is the love of what you do and what you are that comes out as love in what you say. And love carries with it a true mutative quality. So one of the things to recognize about the stage in which we get the 12th gate is that the 12th gate opens us up to the great realm of romance. What it means to be in love with life. What it means to be in love with what you do. And in being in love with life and what you do, the power that has to mutate others. And the music that it is to the ears of others. This combination of the 11 and the 12 is very beautiful. It's one of the basic essences of what makes us so interesting as creatures. You know, that we do reflect on the past, that we try to find out of the past those things that are valuable for us in the now. And yet at the same time, not to do so within the selfishness of one's own needs, but to be compelled to bring that to others, to articulate it to others, to mutate others so that they can get it too. In other words, we are endlessly caught up in a communal process in which they insist all the time, pass it on, mutate the other, pass it on, mutate the other, sing them a song, make them feel good, pass it on, mutate them.